The Bach Society of Dayton will present its next concert this Sunday, October 12th at 4 p.m. at the Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus, and with our own David Crean, who is also the music director of the Bach Society of Dayton. Where does the title Sons of Art come from?
It comes from the title of one of the pieces on the program, Purcell's Come Ye Sons of Art, written for the birthday of Queen Mary of England in 1694. Purcell also wrote famous music for her death later that year, and he himself was dead the following year. But it's a very popular work. Sound the Trumpet is often excerpted. It's a popular duet for either female voices or for countertenors.
What about the music by Charpentier and Vivaldi on this concert?
The Charpentier is one of his settings of the Te Deum. He wrote several. This is the most famous, probably thanks to the Prelude, which has been used as theme music on various television series and commercials. But there's much more to the piece than that. It's a lot of fun. You don't hear a whole lot of French Baroque music performed live unless you live in a major metropolitan area like New York. It's often very long. French Baroque operas can top 5 hours much of the time. It sometimes requires very large ensembles, and it's also just a very specific style. It's not exactly the same as Vivaldi or Bach or Handel or some of the more commonly encountered Baroque composers. So I really wanted to do that and give people a sense of what that French Baroque flavor was like in live performance. We play a good deal here on Discover Classical. We play the Suites for the King's Supper by De La Lande, and we play a good deal of Charpentier too, but I wanted to bring some of the choral music to people.
What about Vivaldi? What music of his?
The Gloria, his most famous choral piece. That's probably the most familiar work on the program. It's done often by church choirs. It's a lot of fun. It's a great sing for the chorus. Got some really wonderful solo movements. A cool duet for sopranos, the Laudamus Te, is often excerpted. But part of the logic of the program is that I wanted to kind of demonstrate that the Baroque style is not necessarily monolithic, that there were different people in different groups doing different things in different parts of Europe. So we're contrasting the French style of Charpentier with the Italian style of Vivaldi, and the Purcell is kind of a middle ground. There are elements of the French and the Italian in that piece. The structure is French-inspired. It's got a long sinfonia before it begins, but some of the vocal writing is very intricate and very florid and much more Italian.
And you have a concert preview at 3 o'clock before the program. Who's presenting that?
I'm really excited about the concert preview for this concert. It's my former teacher and someone that I would certainly consider a mentor, Dr. Stephen Plank, longtime professor of musicology at Oberlin College. I had him for medieval and Renaissance and Baroque music, and I took his Bach seminar. I sang in his early music choir all 9 semesters I was at Oberlin. So someone who had a really, really profound influence on me as a young musician, and I'm really, really happy to share his insights with people here in Dayton. I hope that we have a good turnout for that pre-concert talk, because I know he's going to be saying some really very, very interesting things.
And he's driving all the way from Oberlin just for this.
He is, yeah. You know, when I floated it to him, I was sure it was going to be a no, based on the small stipend that we pay and the time commitment. But he said yes, and I was so happy that he did say yes. I'm really looking forward to seeing him again. This concert's going to be a great way to kick off my fourth season. I can't believe that already. My fourth season as music director. And we've got some wonderful concerts coming up still this season. We've got our Sweet Sounds in December. In March, we're doing a concert called War and Peace, of music inspired both by war and by peace throughout the years. That's going to include a really cool recent piece by a Latvian composer named Peteris Vasks that I don't think has been heard in this area before. And then in May, we're finishing up with a collaboration with DCDC, a concert featuring choral music from Latin America. So an incredible season lined up at the Bach Society. I'm so pleased to be the music director, and I hope we'll see you at the concert.
David Crean conducts the Bach Society of Dayton as they present the concert Sons of Art this Sunday, October 12th at 4 p.m. with a pre-concert lecture at 3 at the Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church. Get more details at BachSocietyOfDayton.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.